This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was kind of very quietly announced. I had come home. I don't know what I was doing. I think I finished my show, and I was getting ready to go and do some pre-op blood work. And I just go online, and I'm searching the news. And then, after a couple little blips of, what's going on with the mandate, what's going on with this, I find out that OSHA suspended it, that OSHA's not going to enforce, for now, the COVID vaccine mandate that Biden wanted all businesses with 100 employees or less to follow. And nobody was talking about it. I'm like, okay, that's huge. That means the mandate is, did anybody tell the employers? Did anybody tell the retailers? It was quiet for hours. I mean, of course, I posted it because, I was like, oh my gosh, this is huge news, for those employers that are freaking out about losing staff, at the last minute and feeling like they're going to have to fire, very integral, essential workers to their business. OSHA has decided to not pursue the enforcement of it. Now, that could mean a lot of things. It could mean, well, OSHA wasn't going to enforce it anyway. It was going to basically be kind of forced on people tattletaling on each other. But with the way the verbiage, is it verbiage or verbiage? It's spelled verbiage, but I don't think it's supposed to pronounce the I. It says the following. On November 12, 2021, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit Court, which we spoke about, granted a motion to stay OSHA's COVID-19 vaccination and testing emergency temporary standard that was published on November 5th. The court ordered that OSHA, quote, take no steps to implement or enforce the ETS until further court order. While OSHA remains confident in its authority to protect workers in emergencies, OSHA has suspended activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the ETS pending future developments in the litigation. Now, this is a smart move on OSHA's part because the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals had accused OSHA of really overstepping. They said, first of all, you're underrepresented. It could really, I think, open up, if attorneys understand law, it could open OSHA up into a slew of litigation. In fact, I think all 50 Senate Republicans are suing the Biden administration for this mandate. But one thing the Circuit Court of Appeals brought up is they said, okay, no, wait a second here. Okay, you're saying that this is, an emergency measure for workers, yet it's blanketed. Doesn't matter what industry, doesn't matter if you have a single lone security guard walking around social distancing around nobody versus somebody in a warehouse worker. See, OSHA, if we don't want to be hypocritical, OSHA's job is to make sure that there are standards per industry, like for medical standards are very different than warehouse and construction. So it's not really OSHA's thing to be like, all right, everybody's got to go get a vaccine or they got to test. That's really not an OSHA's purview, which is also another thing that the Circuit Court brought up. Going, this is states. This is under the authority of the states, not the feds. The states have that authority in terms of what they're going to mandate for, local health policy in that respect. And then they said, you're kind of being under representing, or what's the exact term they use? I'm not an attorney, so I don't use proper terms. They're being under inclusive. They're like, you're saying that this is such an emergency that everybody in a job that has more than 100 workers needs to be vaccinated for their safety and undergo this vaccine or be fired or, you know, if they don't follow the testing, whatever. Yet, if you work in a place that only has 99 employees or works for an employer that has, let's say, multiple bakeries and there's only 99 employees, you don't have to. How is one person's health? Like I understand franchises. Franchises is where somebody can own like 5 or 6 Subways. And then somebody could own 1 Subway. So the person that owns 6 Subways, all of their workers have to get vaccinated. But the person who owns 1 Subway, they don't. Yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense, even though a lot of people are like, shh, let sleeping dogs lie. You don't want them to, you know, mandate it for everybody. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, you know, basically was, you know, very direct. They didn't even use super fancy language. They were like, you know, you're calling this an emergency. Yet Biden brought it up in September. And now all of a sudden, 2 months later, you're saying everybody has to do it. And then it's going to cause undue harm on all these businesses. If a hospital cans their employees, even though hospitals, a lot of hospitals are already doing the mandate, but if a hospital cans employees and then somebody dies because they don't have, they're waiting in their car because there's no beds or there's not enough staff for the bed, then that opens that hospital up for liability. I mean, people's lives could die. We're going to talk about this case where apparently 911 was called for a father who had a heart attack. And due to staff shortages, due to labor shortages, due to issues with police, he didn't get care for 20 minutes. And we'll talk about that case. It's a little complex. So, like I said, I support the vaccine. I do not support the mandate. I think the mandates open up a slew of problems. They don't really follow a lot of logic. And, you know, the court also brought up, not to the degree that I have, but that you could have somebody who has natural immunity that is being punished more than somebody who is, you know, they didn't really say it like that. They're actually saying their verbiage was a naturally immune unvaccinated worker may be at less risk than an unvaccinated worker who was never exposed to the virus. So how are you saying everybody's at equal risk and have to do this when you have some people that have been working since the pandemic start and still haven't gotten COVID despite them working in that clinic or nursing facility or whatever? So OSHA not now acting on this mandate might mean that they realize that there is some legal ground and mandates might eventually go away. So this is huge. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Giving Tuesday is a day when people all around the world come together to support causes that are important to them. In celebration of the generosity found in the Meta community, the company will match up to $8 million in eligible donations made to fundraisers on November 30th on Facebook for nonprofits in the United States. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Vice President of Social Impact.
Most donations on Facebook are under $25. Those small but mighty dollars add up. But it's important to remember that giving doesn't just mean money. We're testing Facebook neighborhoods in more than 130 new cities, which means that many more people have a simple way to build and strengthen their local community. The new giving exchange is another thing I'm thrilled about. By donating items for free to neighbors, not only is it a way to help one another, but it's also good for the environment.
What are some other ways people can give?
Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver too.
Where can we go for more information?
fb.me/givingseason2021.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So Jackson wants to know, what is my favorite painkiller when you go in for surgery? Which painkiller do I prefer? Okay, well, I'm not a big fan of painkillers because for me, they don't seem to work as well. So when I had to have a breast biopsy because we thought I had breast cancer, and that was like a whole thing that happened back in the early 2000s, I was given Motrin and I was given Percocet. I was given 800 milligrams of Motrin and I was given Percocet. The Percocet didn't really handle the pain. It made me a little psychedelic, gave me a little psychedelic feeling. I remember giggling a little bit, but I was in pain. I mean, my boobie hurt. It was not, so the 800 Motrin really helped me. So I'm going to be having surgery. I hope to not miss any air time except for the day of the surgery. So I'll let you guys know. Trust me, you'll see. I'm going to give you guys a blow by blow. But again, the doctor gave me Motrin, the 800 Motrin, and that sucker, man. And by the way, you cannot get a couple Advils over the counter and make it just doesn't work as well as the 800. Got to be careful with the 800 because it could hurt your kidneys, could hurt your stomach. But for my post-op pain, I really prefer the Motrin 800. Now, there is Norco, Lortab, where it's the hydrocodone and the Tylenol. Those do help with pain. I just notice I do better with the Motrin. So if you ask, my favorite is that. I don't like codeine. Tylenol with codeine, I itch. Codeine makes me itch. And for one of my sons who got it, it made his stomach hurt. So we just don't like codeine. But hydrocodone is still what's commonly used for surgeries. Right? Not fentanyl. You're not going to get fentanyl if you have surgery. And you want to stay away from fentanyl. Fentanyl is some scary stuff. Fentanyl is about, 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. It's, I think, 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than heroin. Let me double check. Yeah, 50 times more potent than heroin, about 100 times more potent than morphine. And this fentanyl, I think it's beyond overdosing. You were hearing that there's spikes. Apparently, the U.S. has recorded 100,000 drug overdose deaths in a 12-month period, according to CDC. 100,306 drug deaths. That's a 20% rise. Where the hell is this fentanyl coming from? I mean, I think I know. But nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to secure our borders. And we're being told that not all of these fentanyl overdose deaths are people getting high. It's not that people are in pain, per se. Some of these are actual poisonings. Some of these are people, like we heard of this model who had died, and she had been possibly injected with something that was laced with fentanyl. Somebody tried to kill their wife. I think I have to check the story out. It came on my feed. I guess a woman died. Her husband spiked her cereal. And then at the Travis Scott concert, a security guard felt a prick and thinks somebody injected it into his neck. Now, I haven't been able to follow up on all these stories, and the Dr. Dahlia news team is still asleep. I have no news team here, so it's just me right now. And so, I really do believe that many of these deaths aren't people that are, I just want to get a better high than heroin, so I'm going to take some fentanyl. I think a lot of these are accidental. And if they are accidental and there's somebody else that is feeding it to them or giving it to them, that's poisoning. Now, we're also being told that there's an uptick in pills that are masked as other pills, but they have fentanyl in them. So there are entities out there that want our country addicted to narcotics. This is a huge industry. And I don't know if it's cartel. I don't know if I couldn't even say which cartel. I'm currently watching Narcos, so it's now on the rise of El Chapo. Joaquin Guzman, I believe, is name. But it's really good. You guys have to see Narcos. It is so good. But it's a business. Drugs are a business. And you could have government, and you could have great border patrol. You could have a wall trying to stop drugs from coming in. But when you have people who want a product, demand will spurn supply, except for now with the shortage crisis, the crisis that we have, the supply chain crisis, which, by the way, the supply chain crisis is also affecting the drug market. So there's going to be more creative ways for people to get their drugs. And creative ways for people to be able to enact that supply chain. So many of us don't like the cost of drugs. So we go down to Mexico, or if we're up in Canada, and we're like, you know what, I'm going to pop into a pharmacy. Well, how do you know those products aren't free and clear of contaminants? How do you know that you're not getting something else? You know, a report here by CNN talked about how, if I could pull this up, I apologize, that there are people taking there are prescription pills, and these drugs are made to look like prescription pills. They're sold online, sold through social media, and the DEA has made already 800 arrests acquiring or seizing 1.8 million pills. So what's a common pill people like? Viagra. A lot of people don't really know exactly what Viagra looks like, but they know it's blue. Somebody can make a blue pill. It's not that hard to replicate a Viagra pill. I mean, you know, people love getting antibiotics. I'd like to know how many quote-unquote ivermectin tablets that people are thinking they're buying, you know, underground for their COVID might be laced with fentanyl. You know, this is why I have a big problem with the government not being open to some of these other medications and us looking at possibly approving them, you know, even though we're hearing doctors are getting canned and suspended and stuff for bringing up ivermectin. But I see a problem where if somebody wants something and they want what Joe Rogan had, they want what Aaron Rodgers got. And if, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was playing, and didn't he win? Didn't the Packers win on the 14th? I mean, he came back full strength. He took monoclonal antibodies. You know, he took ivermectin. He took hydroxychloroquine for his COVID. I'm not saying that is the ideal regimen. I'm just saying he, you know, I mean, you know, he did pretty well. People see that, and they're like, well, look, you know, why don't we have access to this? So when there is demand, they're going to find where the supply is. And those people that control the supply control the supply. So if it is in a cartel or entity or organization's interest to have more people go and look, I need this, I need this, I need this, and increase the demand, they're going to. Well, how do you increase demand for narcotics? Well, you make people addicted to them or give them a taste. So, you know, because you would think, you know, why would somebody waste product on somebody who doesn't even know they have it? But it's this whole sort of market. It's a manipulation of the market. So when I hear that 1.8 million fake prescription pills were seized that were laced illegally with fentanyl, we are being poisoned. Entities, and I don't know who it is, I don't know, we're being poisoned. And these drugs are either coming across the border or being manufactured here in the States. And there doesn't seem to be, you know, a lack of it because we've had over 100,000 now drug deaths. Narcan. I think the last time I looked, Narcan was in shortage. One, because maybe too many people are using it, but two, because we have drug shortages. I mean, we are fueling this frenzy. We are fueling a whole new demand. And I mean, I don't know if that's the next way to kill somebody. Yeah, if, you know, they take away guns, and, you know, gun control is not for us to debate right now. But is somebody going to just walk up behind you and shoot you with some fentanyl? Remember that cop? He was in the middle of an arrest, and just touching a little bit of it threw him into almost a narcotic coma. I mean, respiratory depression and overdose. And all he did was touch a little, got a little bit on his hand. This is a poisoning. We are being poisoned. Maybe some people want the high. I just don't think 100,000, 300 do. You know, and it's interesting because when somebody goes, oh, yeah, he overdosed. All right, well, move on. Does anybody really investigate? You know, I mean, do we in the media talk about, wait a second, you know, we think he wanted to get high. Did he really? Did he really want to get stoned with narcotics? Did anybody check to see if maybe he was drugged or poisoned? 1-877-DOT-VALLEY, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As you continue to celebrate your Thanksgiving, if you're heading out and about, prepare to pay more for gasoline than you have in 7 years. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, just over $3.39 a gallon. President Biden announced earlier this week he would be releasing 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve. Scott Hayes with a Toledo oil refinery says a lot more can be done.
I don't think so. I think 50 million barrels is a symbolic gesture. The president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately.
Those who get reinfected with COVID-19 won't likely end up in the hospital or die from the disease. That's according to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. You're listening to USA Radio News. If it's Thanksgiving, that means... The 95th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade taking place in New York City today. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade making its way through the streets of New York today. The annual holiday event famous for parading giant character balloons, also featuring Carrie Underwood and Nelly. The appointments by President Biden continue.
A potentially history-making appointment announced by the president at the White House on Wednesday.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden and the First Lady spending their Thanksgiving at a multi-million-dollar mansion in Nantucket. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to ask you guys, and I think we talked about this a little while ago, how many of you are vaccinating your young children for COVID? So now that the FDA has approved it, they approved it, I think, end of October, for children 5 to 11, it's an emergency approval, so it hasn't been officially FDA approved, but the emergency authorization has now extended to those 5 on up. How many of you are getting your kids or seeing your grandkids or nieces, nephews get vaccinated, how many aren't? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the 5 to 11-year-old age group gets a 10 microgram dose, as opposed to 12 on up getting a Pfizer 30 microgram dose. 30 microgram dose is given in 0.3 milliliters. The 10 microgram dose for age 5 to 11 is given 0.2 milliliters, which is why when we heard one pharmacy, I think it was Ted's Pharmacy in Virginia, I need to double check if that's the one, got banned from giving out the pediatric vaccine because they were taking the grown-up vaccine, the one that's 30 micrograms, and only taking a third of it. So taking the 0.3 cc's down to 0.1 cc, that's just not enough to know if there's enough. It's just too small a amount to know if enough got in. So a bunch of those kids are either going to have to be revaccinated or just move on. But the pediatric population is a very controversial one when it comes to this vaccine, because so far 712 kids have died of COVID since the pandemic start. Now, 712 is 712 too many, but when you look at the, to me, I don't want to see anybody die, but when you look at the long, I mean, when you look at all the things that are affecting kids globally, you wonder if this is something that has to be that obsessed on. Do we have to be that religious about the vaccine to the point that we mandate? I think the vaccine should be available for any child that wants it, you know, as long as it's tested and safe, but I don't think it should be mandated. So who really knows kids? Who advocates for kids and lets kids be their own boss and lets kids be king? Who does that? Disney. So what does Disney have to say? Where is Disney on all of this? Well, we found out yesterday that Disney cruise lines are like, not, you don't get to come on our cruise line after January 13th unless you're vaccinated. Even the little kids, the 5 years on up. If they're younger than that, since the FDA has not emergency authorized it yet, no vaccine recommendation yet. But Disney Cruise now will mandate after January 13th, everybody over 5 years old have to show their papers, proof of COVID vaccine. Prior to this date, so before January 13th, because some of you guys have Christmas cruises, you will be required to show a negative COVID test taken between 3 days and 24 hours before sail date. So you can't do a negative COVID test like a week before. So 3 days before departure, but at least 24 hours, you have to have a test and get it done. Now, it can't be these rapid antigen tests. It has to actually be the PCR test or the more specific ones, the NAAT, the rapid PCR or the lab-based PCR. So, according to Disney Cruise Lines, it says, currently, Disney Cruise Line continues to require all vaccine-eligible guests based on U.S. eligibility requirements to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, again, remember I told you guys, watch out for this phrase, fully vaccinated, because those of us that got our vaccines any day now are not going to be fully vaccinated because of the waning immunity. So for those of you going, I'm in the clear, I never have to get another shot, any day now you might not be considered vaccinated, so be prepared. So this is as defined by the CDC. So if the CDC, Disney says, changes their rules on what is fully vaccinated, they're going to use that definition. Fully vaccinated might be you need 4 shots. Who knows what it's going to be? This has to be at the time of sailing. This will be a requirement for all guests, U.S. and international, age 5 and up, for sailings beginning on or after January 13, 2022. Guests who are not vaccine eligible because of age must provide proof of negative COVID-19 test. I'm not exactly sure if that also includes infants. Guests 4 years of age and under must complete the testing requirements. So, you know, I get how parents are hesitant. I get it. Kids get a lot of vaccines these days. I also get how parents don't want their kids to get COVID. I didn't want my kids to get COVID. I don't trust this sucker. I don't trust the virus. I don't know what China did. I don't know what happened in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I don't know about its origins. I just don't trust anything that messes with your cell, your smell, your taste. I just don't trust this sucker. I'm very happy I got the vaccine. But to vaccinate a 5 or 6-year-old is a tough decision. And it's interesting that Disney is You know, and trust me, kids are pretty autonomous. They get to go on their little rides and go see a mom, see a dad. Well, some of the rides they have to have parents, like in Toontown. But, you know, these kids aren't getting a choice. So if they want to go on the Disney cruise, I've never been on a Disney cruise, but my friends say it is fantastic. They say the food is phenomenal. It's one of the best cruise lines they've taken. I've taken Celebrity. I've taken Holland America. I've taken Royal Caribbean. I think I've taken Carnival. I don't know. So I've never done Disney. I've always wanted to do Disney. And I can because I'm vaccinated. But I got to tell you, parents are ticked. Parents all over social media are like, we're done with Disney. We're done with Disney. And, you know, Disney has every right to choose if that's what they want. If they want to be on the side of mandates or if they want to be on the side of choice, that's, you know. Disney, though, you have to realize when you see what's going on with the cruise lines are screwed. As you saw what happened with the start of the pandemic, they couldn't disembark their guests. Was it the Royal Princess? I forget. Remember? It was, I think, a cruise line very early on in the pandemic. Everybody had to be locked down on a cruise ship, which was scary as hell to me, because there were people that didn't have COVID. And they're like, let me get the hell off before I get COVID. And then sadly, you know, a bunch of people got infected and died of COVID, stuck on that boat. So I haven't taken a cruise. I've booked a cruise. We just canceled it, you know, because I'm going to have surgery and stuff. But I don't want to be in a position where I can't disembark. I want to get home. I need to get home. I got, you know, work to do and my pets and, you know, family. So a cruise line, these cruise lines got screwed so badly by all these lockdowns. And remember, the cruise industry was, whether they wanted to go on or not, there were government officials and, you know, preventing them from working. They don't want that to happen again. So they need to prove that they have a safe arena for people to travel. And so they are of the thinking that, look, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to make a bunch of people sick. And then we're not going to be able to work again. So we need to show that we're going to be an all-vaccinated cruise ship. Again, as a doctor, I get that and I respect that, but unvaccinated people are walking around spreading the virus. So to me, it makes more sense for testing if you could make sure, you know, everybody is negative before going on a boat. But as we've seen, people who have tested negative get on a flight, they can still get COVID. You can carry COVID for 2 weeks. It has a 2-week incubation period. That's why there's a 14-day quarantine when you get exposed to COVID and you're unvaccinated. So, you know, I get that cruise lines, I get that airlines, I get that, you know, they don't want anybody accusing them of being a hotbed for spreading COVID. I understand that. But now that we know the vaccinated people spread it, these rules are not making as much sense when it comes to mandates. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners that does not want to be on air said, hell to the no, not vaccinating their young child. One of our listeners last weekend, though, said, yeah, both kids got it. Both kids did fine. So please call in. We want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I want to switch topics really quickly. So I don't know if you've noticed an anxiety around the world, just around the country, around your city, and there's a lot of things that have been going on that have been stressful. And so one was obviously COVID. You know, people dying of COVID, people worried about getting COVID. Two was people worrying that the government was going to shut them down, not allow them to work. Three, they weren't going to be able to feed their family. They weren't going to be able to, you know, provide for them for lose their career. Everything they built, that restaurant they built, that bakery built, that their career that they built, that career would be gone or the career would never change. Those are all very, very traumatizing. Losing a loved one is traumatizing. You being hospitalized is traumatizing. Also traumatizing is you having a loved one who is in the hospital or is sick, getting surgery, and you can't go because of COVID restrictions. You being forced to wear something on your face that's uncomfortable when you can't breathe. That might not be working. A lot of people find that traumatizing. The concept that you could be fired if you don't wear a mask or get a vaccine. The idea that you have to get something injected into you. The riots, whether they happened in your neck of the woods, whether they happened in the Capitol, the fact that people are angry at any time can start shooting. The rising crime, the lack of enough police officers and first responders, these are all pretty dramatizing. And I heard somebody talk about how, gosh, you know, we need to have trigger warnings on these trials because you're seeing with the Rittenhouse trial, the bicep get quote-unquote vaporized and, you know, these images of what's going on with the trial. And then the pending, you know, are there going to be riots after the verdict if people don't like the verdict? And then on top of that, your supply chain. You know, prices are going up. As if all of that wasn't enough, now you're worried about paying your rent. Rent's going up. Your gas is going up. Everything's going up. And to me, you know, I've been fine. I don't think I've been as traumatized as I could have been. But the reason why is I always have hope. I go, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And then you look, and you look at our leadership, and you're like, it's not going to get better. So for any of you that are really feeling anxious or depressed or thinking you're going to be at risk for post-traumatic stress disorder, let's hear it. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Now, look, I'm an adult. I'm a big girl. There's always stressful things. I mean, my life throughout medical school was stressful, throughout my marriage, through family issues. I mean, there's always stress. There's always death in the family. There's assaults. There's all sorts of stuff that happen. And, you know, you just put some dirt on it and you keep moving. But it just seems to me that we are underestimating the mental burden and physical and mental burden that people are feeling with all of this crap that's going on. And it's not ending. I have to tell you guys today that flu is coming, that more COVID is coming. We don't need this because a lot of this all happened as a result of our approach to this virus. I can't tell you that we know where COVID came from. I can't tell you that, look, it's done deal, case closed. We know where it came from. That's never going to happen again. No, it's nothing to see here. That's all we're getting. Nothing to see here. You know, maybe it's a lab leak. It's probably not a lab leak. Really, it's been 2 years. You guys can't figure it out. You found Tom Brady's jersey in another country within 48 hours of it being stolen. You can't figure out what the hell is going on and where this COVID virus originated. They figure out food poisoning. They could link it to a restaurant. They could figure out recalls and they can't figure this out. It's mind-boggling. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The stress, the anxiety is just surmountable. Now, I noticed that I am starting to get a little bit more stressed from everything and frustrated. And it's usually a straw that breaks the camel's back. So for me, I could put up with stuff and put up with it and just put up with it. And I'm like, I got this. And then finally, it kind of, for me, comes to a head. Now, maybe it's because I'm having this upcoming surgery, you know, but I got a little frustrated. I wasn't bad. I was really, really nice. But I got antsy for the first time throughout this pandemic. Now, actually, I got antsy twice, right, within a 24, 48-hour period. And one was my surgery was going to be moved at the last minute. And I was like, oh, no, because, you know, I needed all the extra days to recover, and knowing that the surgery was going to be moved, and I started to panic, and I was like, you know, is there anything we can do? Is there, you know, what can we do? I might just have to put it off. And so that got me a little stressed. And then when I had to do my pre-op labs, I love the place where I did the pre-op labs. They were great, but they were 2 hours behind. And, you know, waiting an hour and a half was okay. Wait an hour and 45 minutes. But for some reason, after that, I'm like, I just got to stand. I don't want to get a blood clot. I don't want to get COVID. I want to get this done. I could have done it myself because I've done it myself. I thought it was only going to be a 15-minute thing. And I noticed myself get antsy. And I was really nice to everybody, but I kept telling them, look, you know, I'm sorry. I got to go. I'm late. I got to go. And I don't like doing that. I like being more chill. Like, you know what? It's all good. It's all good. I got my Candy Crush. It's all good. And I'm starting to notice that I'm a little frustrated. And I'm getting, I think, a little frustrated, not at the entities that have these changes, but just as a whole, because a lot of the reason why these changes are happening and everything is going on is because there's a massive labor shortage. There's not enough people. Now, I'm also noticing when I go to a store, I have to now plan extra time. There's not enough clerks. If I go to fast food, I'm in line for 45 minutes when I go to fast food. I shouldn't be going to fast food, but I'm starting to notice myself stay away from areas. I'm like, there's going to be too long a wait. There's no staff. I don't want to go there because I'm going to have to spend extra money. The other day, and this was weird, I decided to not take that drive I wanted to take and whatever, because I'm like, I want to save on gas. I get, I like to save money, but once you start to notice you're living differently, you're acting differently, that you're doing different things, you need to kind of stop and go, okay, is something wearing on me? I'm usually a lot more chill. And now, mind you, look, this is a major surgery. I mean, I have reason to be stressed, but I think I'm stressed not about that. I love my surgeon. I'm glad I'm getting it done. I think I'm stressed because I'm waiting 45 minutes here, 2 hours here. I went to the pharmacy to pick up my pre-op meds. The pharmacy was fantastic, but I 30-minute wait. And that's where I start getting antsy. I don't do well with 30, 45, multiple hour-long waits if it was something that was only supposed to be 5 minutes. Which means if pre-COVID something only took 5 minutes, not going to take that. Now it's going to take a hell of a lot longer. So, you know, are you noticing you're more depressed, more stressed? Are you traumatized watching these trials? Are you freaked out that there's going to be riots soon, depending on the verdict? There was an Amber Alert. We were with our friends eating out the other night, and all of a sudden the Amber Alert went off, and everybody kind of jumped. And, you know, an Amber Alert is very, very, you know, scary. But the table across from us was like, we thought that means the riots are back, the riots. I think everybody is pretty stressed and pretty on edge. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.